With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. School is out for the summer. For student athletes, that also means a pause in sports. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with a local athletic trainer who's encouraging kids to stay active to help improve their skills.
Eric Dixon has high hopes for the kids in the Forest County Potawatomi community and surrounding area when it comes to getting them to a higher sports performance level.
That's one of the main things and the main focus that I want to do is being able to get the kids to that level but without burning them out.
Dixon is the sports performance coach for the Forest County Potawatomi Community Rec Center. He's trained elite and youth athletes for national, international, and Olympic level competitions in track and field. Dixon says he goes by the new school of coaching, which focuses on the sports science of long-term athletic development.
Well, you want them to be able to be 80, 90 years old and still be able to do sports if they want to. That keeps people fit, that keeps them healthy, that keeps them as far as all of the, pharmaceuticals. They don't have to take the medicine and everything else because they're healthy and their bodies can handle being older.
He encourages parents and kids to be involved in one or two sports so that they have time to take a break, recover, and rebuild.
If you're not properly preparing the body for that next level, when you get there, you're putting extra stress on the body because you don't have a good foundation to take it to the next level. And that's where a lot of the injuries are coming, especially in the joints and stuff. So that off season, you want to rebuild the body and get it ready for the next level for that sport.
Dixon currently offers training to tribal and non-tribal kids at the Forest County Potawatomi Community Center. Through it, Dixon hopes he can build a culture of health in the area.
We got to build these kids up from a level of not doing anything first before they go straight into sports specific movement. And they got to learn their body. They got to understand their body. Your body talks to you, but you got to understand it and be able to have that internal feedback to be able to do all the things that you need to do.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Final closing for the sale of Pinecrest Nursing Home in Merrill will apparently be pushed back. The nursing home is currently owned by Lincoln County, and the decision by the county to sell it to North Central Healthcare has been controversial. The Lincoln County Administrative and Legislative Committee met in closed session this week to talk about the current purchase agreement, which called for the sale to close at the end of this month. A release from Lincoln County Administration said as all parties have been working through the logistics of the transaction, it became clear that closing on June 30th is not going to be able to occur. The committee advanced a motion to extend the closing date to the end of August, which will now go to the full Lincoln County Board. The Legislative Committee acknowledged the significant efforts of North Central Healthcare and many Lincoln County employees in working through the transition and also the staff at Pinecrest. An event in Woodruff hosted by Keep Our Republic aimed to educate people in the North Woods about the electoral process. Oneida County Clerk Tracy Hartman gets to see and hear the things people think about elections up close and personal.
We hear a lot of the voting machine is going to steal my vote. It's not secure. And so we're going to talk about the security that goes into the voting machine, the ballots that are used, and how those all come together to make sure that the election results are accurate.
Hartman says it's crucial to bridge the gap between voters and elections.
Elections are a big part of America and making sure that the people that are making the decisions that affect our daily lives are who we want them to be. And we want the voters to know that their vote is accurate and counts and matters. We don't want them to walk away feeling disenfranchised with that process.
Kathy Bernier is the state director for Keep Our Republic.
Our job is to just let people know 2024 is coming up. Let's just chill and recognize that the electoral process works and that it's open to everyone. So you can observe, you can participate, you can work the polls. We are all open and transparent with our election processes here in Wisconsin.
This was the sixth and final seminar in this series, but the group says they're planning to host other similar events in the lead-up to the election. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Food prices are about 2% more expensive than they were around this time last year. To help cover some of those costs, Feed Our Rural Kids, or FORK, is offering a raffle drawing. One person will win $5,200 of groceries or $100 a week for a year. FORK President Perry Pokrantz says the winnings have multiple benefits. The person or family that gets it lightens the burden of buying groceries. The winnings can only be used at a locally owned grocery store.
We made it so that it was only locally owned grocery stores. So it's a grocery store of your choice, but not an Aldi's and not a Walmart type situation, simply because we wanted the money to stay as local as possible.
The money raised from the raffle will go towards Fork's mission of fighting food insecurity among children in Vilas and Oneida counties. Polk Ranch says between more kids that need food, the high food costs, and the board's decision to provide more help, Fork's budget is up $30,000 this year.
But everybody needs food. And so we're hoping that the people will say, hey, I could maybe do something good for the community. And maybe we'll have $5,200 in groceries next year that we don't have to find a way to pay for.
Fork will be selling the raffle tickets at various events throughout the summer. The next one is the Eagle River Fly-In, June 16th. There's also a long list of local businesses where you can buy tickets. You can find a link to see where you can buy tickets at WXPR.org. The drawing will be October 6th. Avelo Airlines has resumed nonstop flights to Orlando from Central Wisconsin Airport. Communications manager Courtney Goff says they'll run flights on Wednesdays and Saturdays through the end of August.
To make sure that A, we were matching our demand, but B, also making sure that we can maintain our reliability and convenience factor.
Goff says this limited schedule isn't a sign that Avelo is losing faith in the airport, as they remain in contact with Director Brian Greafy on potential new destinations.
But we're actively making sure that we're following the data and following the trends of the region to continue to grow and continue to thrive.
She says the goal is still to one day expand the CWA to Orlando route or add new destinations like Las Vegas, Phoenix, or the Carolinas, but first they need to get new aircraft in service. Goff says after August 31st, they'll resume flights in early November. Houston-based Avelo Airlines serves more than 40 destinations in 25 states. CWA is their only airport in Wisconsin. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.